February 5, 1916 Chastisements to the world and great trials for the few good. Only faithfulness will save them. I continue in my afflicted days, especially for the almost continuous threats of Jesus, that chastisements will spread more. Last night, then, I remained terrorized. I found myself out of myself and I found my afflicted Jesus. I felt reborn to new life in finding him. But no. As I was about to console him, some people snatched him from me and reduced him to pieces. What heartbreak! What fright! I threw myself on the ground, close to one of those pieces, and a voice from heaven resounded in that place, "Firmness, courage to the few good. May they not move in anything. May they not neglect anything. They will be exposed to great trials, both from God and from men. Only through faithfulness will they not stagger, and be saved. The earth will be covered with unseen scourges. Creatures will try to destroy the Creator, to have their own God, and to satisfy their whims at the cost of any slaughter. And with all this, not attaining their own purposes, they will arrive at the most awful brutalities. Everything will be terror and fright. After this, I found myself inside myself. I was shaking. The thought of how they had reduced my beloved Jesus gave me death. I wanted to see him at any cost, even for one instant, to see what had happened to him. And Jesus, always good, came. And I calmed down. May he be always blessed.